Parshat Mishpatim is full of mitzvot. One very, very special mitzvah that we have says like this: you should not taunt or oppress the stranger, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not cause pain to any widow or orphan. If you dare to cause him pain, for if he shall cry out to me, I shall surely hear his cry. My anger shall blaze, and I shall kill you by the sword, and your wives will be widows, and your children orphans. Families are a wonderful thing, but not everybody merits. Not everyone has a family. The Torah here is telling us to be careful about hurting those people that don't have a family. Because when you don't have a family, you're automatically weaker. And you're easy prey for the person who wants to take advantage of the weak. The orphan, for he has no father to help him. The widow has no husband to support her. And the stranger, the ger, the convert, left his family and is without family at all. These are the people that have an automatic weakness. We see from here that family gives strength. Just the fact that you have a family, even not a wealthy family, not a powerful family, but if you have a family, there's a support system. You have something, somebody to help you. Without that, you, even if you could be wealthy, the convert maybe is wealthy, maybe the widow is wealthy, maybe the orphan, but still they're weaker just in the fact that they don't have a family. Family is strength. And therefore, we need to be sure to take good care of those people without families, for they need more support than somebody else. And if, God forbid, we don't, Hashem not only punishes us, but measure for measure, God says to us, I will make sure that your family will now become weak, as you will be killed and your family will become weak. But on the other hand, we see that if we do help those people, if we bring them into our homes, if we are concerned about them in their homes and try and help them with what they need, whatever support it is, whether it's financial or psychological, emotional, social, whatever we can do for them, then the opposite would be true too, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help us and build and strengthen our own families. Shabbat Shalom.